You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Good afternoon and good morning and good evening and hello and welcome and thank you and good night. That's it from me. And welcome back to me. And I'm just kidding. It's me still. As if you hadn't noticed. Right, okay, the reason I was talking rubbish just now, I was just trying to get the correct station announcement in my playlist so that it comes out right on the airwaves. We are being simulcast on Wolf Spirit Radio, as usual. Ever Beyond Radio, as usual. No Borders Radio. Perhaps until the end of the year, because there'll be something else. Let's hope. I'd like to wish Ben on the best of luck on his next adventure, which is actually running a host, which is actually one of the hosts that we're going to be using in the future. So, thanks very much for Ben Hudson on the from No Borders Radio and shoutcasthosting.co.uk, I think it is. Shoutcastradio.co.uk. Get yourself a stream, it is a great service. So, tonight we are here it's the beginning of winter, darkness is falling, and the dark days are coming, I think, from what we've just been hearing. And here to discuss the dark days of America, or the dark days of Turtle Island, is my dear friend, co-host, Tracy Kennedy. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I was just I'm covered in crap. I've been out in my shed. I've been looking for my Radiant project, my Radiant Energy project, because I was talking about it with Jay Larson on my show last night on Ever Beyond, and it really inspired me to get back into doing this cold electric stuff and radiant electric, and so that's one of the reasons that I gave you the topic earlier, and the topic that I gave Tracy, everybody, was the gap.
Mind the gap.
I don't know if anybody's into the that's a recording.
So that's riding a tram.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen that don't know what Jay just said to me, that's what they usually say when you step on or off a bus. So, the gap. What a year. It's... I don't know if I could be hit harder emotionally than I have been this year. And I'm actually kind of laughing at it right now in a, you know, sick kind of, I have a twisted sense of humor laugh. Because it has been so tough, like ridiculously hard on me. One thing after another happening, just horrific events. And I found that people are reacting, overreacting, and becoming angry and violent and mean a lot. Some are, and there's a definite line. Like, some people listen to what's going on in Canada and the United States and just see the color flags of this and completely forget that we're talking about cops attacking people, cops attacking citizens. It does not matter what color these things, these people are. They're our brothers and sisters, and it's wrong. Period. That's it. And of course, our melanin dominant brothers have a freaking problem. And of course, our brothers and sisters who are not dark skinned have a problem. We are all traumatized. Since 1997, there's almost no corn that is not GMO. Like, our planet has changed. We were doing a talk, and I think you and I have discussed this a couple times, JP, that the GMOs and the incredible amount of, well, every time a rocket goes off, there's pollution put up in our ozone layer, and that falls. When China has one of their days where they have to close down highways because of the pollution, it only takes 7 days to get to the West Coast. And if the West Coast isn't raining, which it hasn't, that spreads all across Turtle Island in that 7 days. We forget, I think, not all of us, some of us forget how interconnected everything is. We've lost half the species on this planet in 40 years. This has been the toughest 40 years I think this planet has seen. Unless we're redoing a cycle, because there's also strange new giganticism going on, strange mutations, all kinds of white animals and albino people being born. You know, we were kind of warned that it would be like in the days of Noah. So, yeah, we have crossed that veil, taken that step. Mind the gap, because you're here now. We're here.
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about for a few years we've been talking about this time. We didn't know exactly when it was coming, like a thief in the night, but it's been one of these, we've been feeling its encroachment, and it's just getting more and more and more intense. And, you know, from listening to this last show, you know, what was going on at the back end of, in the back channel of Sean's show, and with Hawk and everybody is going down, is like you say, you know, all of Turtle Island is burning, or it's, you know, people are trying to set it on fire at least, and that's today. People I know have been more and more violent in their expression of emotion. There's little time for negotiation. There's little time for even asking questions. You know, it's very short temper, short of anything. There's no generosity as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that too. You know, and horrifically, just mean emails that I've received in the last little while, that just from out of the blue, just completely, you know, random things, and so many tiny little frustrations, like my website went down on the weekend, and for anyone who does go to turtleislandnews.info, it is back up and running. The colors are a little strange, but hey, it's up.
I know the feel. every time my website gets hit and it goes down, I think, okay, well, let's load a new template, and oh my god, you know, I'm colorblind, so all my colors come out weird. Oh.
Yeah, I forgot that. Well, got it up and running, and touch wood, it's all sorted out. Just little frustrations like that. I had to change the batteries on my wireless mouse, which I'm telling you, you couldn't have made it more difficult to put two batteries in a piece of plastic. So it has to be done to frustrate me personally, I think, but anyone who has one. It took me 20 minutes to get the batteries out and put the batteries back in. It's little tiny subtle things, and you know, people may laugh when they hear this, but it's tiny things like this that are made to drive us nuts, like the outrageous amount of plastic they put on any electrical equipment. And they seal it up so tight, like you can't get it out. It's like a torture device.
You have to use a can opener on these bits of plastic, or they tear your fingers to pieces.
They do.
So, but yes, I mean, I had a moment, I think I was even on the air on Revolution Radio one day, it was a couple of years ago, and just like everything was going to crap. I had rats in the attic, there was smoke in the house, there was sewage bubbling up, there was, what else was going on? I think the water was getting cut off. It was just completely ridiculous. And there was a moment when I thought, You have to be actually kidding me. You know, this is not real. This is just a joke. And I just stopped panicking after that and decided that some things were beyond my bounds of control, so I better not worry about those and get on with the things that I could control. And that was a big lesson for me. Really, is that, you know, stuff goes wrong all the time in this timeline. That's what it's here for, and it's a great test. And apparently, we signed up for it. And not only that, is that one of the reasons that we incarnate is to be able to mark. What's the word? Do you know when they try and look for a particular kind of bacteria, and they use a chemical to cause that bacteria to, for instance, glow in the dark or something like that, or glow under ultraviolet light. What's that called?
Taking it, peg.
A peg or a tag, right?
Peg, yeah.
Okay, so here's my theory of incarnation of the people. Well, anyway, one of the reasons is, you know, I've done some past life regressions, which have gone very, very oddly, you know, because they haven't gone like directly into the past, they've gone sideways into other universes as well, but I've had these experiences through these regressions of this is what we're here to do, because there are energies, there are energetic forms that have been victimizing the planet, and essentially these forms they hitch a ride on people, and they're parasitic, and they work through people, and that's what we call possessions and things like that. And they get involved in all these rituals, and, you know, the energy that is released from the rituals goes into keeping these things alive. Anyway, they've been very difficult to deal with in the past. So a great plan is we dive in, and by merging with people who have got these things, and that normally includes like us dying a horrible death, sadly, but by exposing ourselves to them, they get tagged in this way, and they're now being picked up like the big vacuum cleaner or big electromagnetic is sweeping over the earth and pulling these people out. And that seems to be part of the way that we are being, that our soul groups have been using us. Let's put it that way. That's what I found anyway. Does that make sense?
It does.
Does it sound like, oh my God, this makes, yeah, or what? Do you have an analogous feeling about this? It's 'cause, like, I've been trying to think, why? Why do I always wake up dead? Like, why does it always end badly for me? You know, like, oh.
Well, I think one way or another, and people, I've noticed when I've been listening to shows lately that people are expressing the same frustration. You know, we were told that Humpty Dumpty fell down and couldn't be put back together again. And it's really interesting because I talked to Gerald yesterday on his show, and he had long ago spoken of a prophecy of the earth giving birth, which surprisingly enough is an egg. And he said there is an old secret on how to help of Mother Earth give birth. And I finally got it. You know, I'm a little slow sometimes. And I said, so we need to remember. I mean, as in, instead of dismember, we need to remember and put things back together again. And many of us have so much trouble with change, in my opinion, because we think that we are in control of everything. The greatest gift, the greatest thing we can learn is we are not in control of anything. We could be in control of ourselves, but we've, a lot of times we give that up and let a doctor tell us, or let a shaman tell us, or let someone else tell us. So it's really hard for us to take that next step and say, you know what, this is my body. I may not be able to stop what everyone else is doing it, but I can take control of this body and pay attention to everything I do. Because most people are walking around in a daze from the morning, time they get up in the morning, they have the same rituals. You know, they go and brush their teeth, make the coffee, have their shower, get in the car. Hopefully they put on clothes. But they're doing it without being aware. Do you know what I mean? Consciously aware of what they're doing. So by that, not being aware, people have given up their control in one way, and then we complain when things change. But, well, we're not in control of that. We're in control of our bodies.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather things didn't not change, because you know, I fear that they won't change. That's my worst fear, is that they won't change. But okay. I can see that the world that I'd say the world that most sensible people would you know, that's I people who agree with me.
We can hear high five.
Yeah, most sensible people want a world that, you know, where people aren't being ripped off, where people are generally pleasant, you know, that we get along, we express our creativity, we have, you know, we enjoy each other, you know, we don't compete with each other, because there's no lack, and there's no blood sacrifice, and I think that's the, because I think that's really where it started. You know, and again, anybody listening to Studio A was talking, was listening to Sean, and he was saying a few minutes ago, his belief, which I do agree with, is that that we are the same Atlanteans who incarnated 13,000 years ago, and perhaps didn't have the, perhaps we were sheeple then, and we're not now, and I think that may be part of why we're here and trying to do this again. And maybe this time we'll actually do the thing, because we suddenly wake up just at the last minute, and there's a critical mass, there's enough people to change things just before the rotating blade meets the fecal material. Yeah. Hey, did you see the Viking poo? They found some Viking poo. And they're analyzing how it smells. Anyway, just thought I'd bring it.
Cost us a lot of money, because that's what they should be looking at right now. But I'm with you. I think it's about community and doing something that is absolutely different than what's happened before. We have to harness unlimited energy. And it's really cool, you know, when you were telling me, I was listening last night, it was a really cool show, by the way. Cold energy, hot energy. Our energetic potential on all levels is beyond belief. And it remains as such until it can be experienced, I think, without prejudice, by the many facets of creation together. Working together, not just us, strangely shaped mammalian upright walkers, but but all sentient beings. And I think when we take responsibility to wake up our neighbors, to discover their own unique gifts and accept them, even though they're going to be different than yours and they're going to find different ways to attend to a problem, right? And they will contribute in different ways to our own existence. We take our stations to a much larger ship, you know, akin to true relationships, friendships, partnerships. And as we've said all the time, it's going to end up 8 guys on a boat. We need to be on this ship together and accept people as they are. Allow people to look at things differently. You know, we need to bring out the personal things that we have that are awesome. We are generators, like one who builds energy. We are also capacitors, so one who can actually store it. We are regulators, so one who can distribute that accordingly, so forth. We then harness real unlimited power without instability or exhaustion or metal or combustion, which is ridiculous that we've used. You know, we gain this constant reinforcement of our bodies, our minds, ourselves as a family. Nature functions this way already. And what we need to keep in mind is everything that's happening to our Earth is happening to us. We are physically, mentally, emotionally connected to her. Believe it or not, we are. One tiny little ant dies, we're feeling it. There's an explosion, and it's really weird because it's like Poseidon is waking up. Explosions off the coast of Western Canada, for instance. Neptune is warning us. Neptune himself is warning us by these earthquakes to stop what's going on. And we have to feel that. And we are so intertwined with absolutely everything here. One way or another, we are going to be family. I'm hoping it isn't too late, that we won't. Well, we have a choice. We can work together, we can die together. But there is no getting out of the fact that we are connected to us, each other, the planet, the circles, the cycles, the pi, the phi. We are connected in every single way. And we're going to feel that. And if we're suffering right now, it's because we are feeling it, and maybe we should be honored by that. Because we know what the mother's feeling. If we really listen, we know. That's why everybody's sick. I don't even know anyone who doesn't have some sort of pain or illness or cough or disease or something right now. I don't know anyone healthy. How can I be in a land where I don't know anybody healthy?
That's odd, isn't it?
Had somebody say, hey, how you doing? And they say, I'm doing fantastic. I just got back from a run. Now I hear people going, I haven't got dressed for 2 days. My head hurts. I'm coughing. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally, totally. I haven't been. The other thing that has been happening over the last 3 days, and it's been happening to me, my girlfriend, and the other, is I haven't eaten one meal that hasn't been cremated, that isn't just pure carbon. I think maybe I'm going on a pure carbon diet, but like there was nothing else in it. It was all just dry. I burnt everything. I don't know what's going on.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
Except tonight.
You didn't burn it tonight.
I burnt one lot, and then the next lot was slightly undercooked, but it was better.
One of the supplements I take is activated charcoal. And it's usually like yucky. What's yucky? Officially, that's the technical term for it, by the way. But I was popping them like candy. I wanted them. Something about them made me want them.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
If I had a piece of charcoal here, I swear to God I would have ate it. I can't explain it.
I've got a very good way of making it. just follow my weekend recipes, and anything you have will be turned instantly. Well, not instantly. What you basically have to do is turn on the oven, fill it with wood or whatever fuel you prefer, and just forget about it and go onto the internet. And something will take you away from focusing on the idea that you've got some food cooking, and you won't even smell it until, because by the time you smell it, it's already burnt.
Yes, several times too. Hey, that smells good. Oh no.
Yeah, it smells good at this end of the corridor. As you walk further down the corridor, it gets worse and worse, more and more like a house fire, yes. Which is usually how my kitchen smells. Isn't that right, dear? Yeah, anyway, what it is intensity. It's like someone's upped the intensity by exponential intensity marks, you know. Before people would have got, let's say people were patient, they'd be slightly irritated. People who were irritable would be grumpy. People who are grumpy would be angry. People who are angry would be raging. You know, it's like everybody's gone up an octave in the expression of their basic emotion, which is why I was talking about on the off air before, or in the chat, is that we have to learn to be guardians of even our thoughts and emotions. Well, really, your emotions being driven by your thoughts, and you can, there's something that you were talking about a few weeks ago, Trace, that you have. You can't express those really intense emotions anymore because you just get sick. You're being poisoned by your own emotions.
Hoisted by my own petard, yes.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If I rise to the occasion and lose my temper, I get sick. So I can't. I have to look at things lightly and fun and play with them a little bit. And things change. Things change for me immediately when I do that. Not just looking at things lighter, but having fun with it. Looking at everything like it's a challenge, like it's a game. You know, I love playing games in a lot of ways. Anyway, so I look at everything that's a game. If I wake up and I feel really sore that morning or shaky that morning, I'm like, well, how do I deal with this? If I was a real paladin, what would I do? If it was a game and I had to get points at the end of the game, how would I get those points? Changing how I deal with things has made a lot of difference.
You know,
I do get frustrated still, obviously, but I can step away from the frustration when people are being complete ridiculing. I can just leave.
Exactly. So, in a way, what you've got is like lifetime's worth of acting out, role-playing, no, it's not role-playing, there's another word, there's a specific kind of psychological expression for what I'm talking about, but anyway, basically you can act out your interactions with people, like a rehearsal.
Yes.
And eventually you get, it's like a training camp where you, what's that thing is, I've totally lost it now. Yep, there goes that train of thought just off in the distance.
And there it was gone.
Where was I going to go to that? All right. You probably got what I was talking, so I'll just shut up and let you just speak.
Oh, okay. You want me to talk? So,
well, is it like Lost Phoenix is saying in the chat room, you losing the plot and coherence? You know, yeah, I lost the plot and coherence just then.
I understood what you meant, though. It's pretending to be someone else, sometimes taking the other person's part and being them, and then seeing how they would feel. And all of the things that have been done to us, the chemicals, the overwhelming amounts of estrogen that we've been flooded with, you would think would make us all more sensitive, but it does quite the opposite. It makes us nervous and agitated. And these things are in our plastics and our food and our clothes, everything. So it's kept us on this high sense of fight, flight mode. And it's perhaps not our first thought to put ourselves in the other person's place. So what's going on seems to be happening on one level or another to everybody. And it's a phenomenon that can no longer be denied, I think, because we're all feeling it, that we are linked, again, in more ways than even generally admitted.
I'm reminded of that jingle I did for you a couple of years ago with that had... it's not Mike Tyson. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson, auto-tuned to this cool rap thing, and it's going like we're all connected by stellar motion and all this stuff.
Yeah, it's a really good one. I've kept that one. I'm keeping it.
Yeah. Well, if you want me to voice over it again, I'll re-voice it for another show.
Okay.
Meanwhile. So there's the connection that we're all getting, like the unity consciousness.
Yes.
That is, and you know, again, things that we've said before that are now coming to pass is, I said a few years ago that the First Nations of all the world are going to be the key to all this,
and they're stepping up.
And look what's happening.
They're stepping up, and yep. I actually have a nice piece of news. You know, what's been going on out in Burnaby Mountain has been, and that's out in BC for people who don't know about this, tempers flaring, Mounties getting out of control, but something awesome happened. Natives use something called a sacred fire. They had it on their site to pray and give strength. It started going out because it's pretty windy and the weather's up over there. The Mounties had swept into the inclusion exclusion zone to clear the area of protesters. And they negotiated the movement of the fire, because the fire was right on the spot that this drilling was going to take place. This was a big one. But they helped. They actually helped everyone move it over. You see, even in the worst case scenarios, you can find somebody who is not an a-hole. And there was a couple cops who stood up and helped the protesters move it. It's a good sign. A sign of humanity out there. Still present, still here. We don't have to be ridiculous to each other. We really don't. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I've had bad things done to me by this person or that person. Listen, everyone here is traumatized. There's no one on this planet who's not traumatized. And if you're saying you're not, please call in, because I would like to hear said magical frickin' being. I would. But what we do, if we want to become adults and put on our big boy pants, or big girl pants, is we have to deal with people as they relate to us now. Not what happened before, not what some other person did, but who are you talking to now? And I think that's one of the world's biggest problems. When we look at someone, we see thousands of other people, but not them. And a lot of times when you have a problem with someone else, they're not having a problem with you. You're having a problem. Look at it differently. Take the time. Try to find a way to understand. Take the time to understand the situation. And I realize with our incredibly toxified brains, thousands and thousands of chemicals daily, even if you eat clean, even if you eat perfect, you're getting something. You are touching a paper, touching anything, unless you live in a bubble. But I don't know many people who do that either. We're going to have to find another way to deal with people and animals and plants, because they are just as conscious and just as vital to this planet as we are, maybe more in some cases. Trees go, we're done. We're done. That's it. And energetically, because I, of course, think they're very conscious beings, I think they could kill us, as a matter of fact. And
I'm just going to hold my breath for a couple of weeks, okay?
Yeah, just hold your breath, see how that goes.
So, yeah, I totally agree. The either the consciousness is rising, or we are being more sensitive to the consciousness that is already existent. But whatever way it's around it, you know, in, what is it, the 70s and 80s, Baxter was wiring up philodendrons and using electric drills and matches on them and getting polygraphs off them. And now we're having conversations with them. We have plant whisperers, we have dog whisperers, we have horse whisperers, we have ghost whisperers, we have whisperer whisperers. We have all these different kind of connections with the different areas of nature. People are channeling the energy of stones. People are channeling, you know, and I don't think it'll be long before people will be channeling sprites, water spirits, mythological creatures, unicorns, you know, because they are all existing in some part of the parallel dimensional multiverse that we live in. And it's all conscious. What if we discovered... And you were talking about petrol before, or gasoline, you know. What if we discovered that petroleum was actually a conscious liquid? And that by burning it in a motor vehicle, in an engine vehicle, by burning it and combusting it, you're actually traumatizing it? What if we were doing that to our planet, and it could
what
feel
if
it?
It's spinning back? Because, yeah. I don't know how many people have a chance to, jump in where I do my Jumpin' Jack flash reports of things just friggin' spontaneously blowing up, and there's always some sort of gas involved. And if certain things are behaving differently, I've noticed. Now, we have both spectrums of this, of course. We have things losing their frickin' minds and attacking. We have animals that are doing the same thing, but also animals that are going out of their way to be tender and loving and caring. And atomic weights of things have changed in the last couple of years. As a matter of fact, not only changed, they're not holding still, they're ebbing and flowing. A diamond does not weigh the same as it did 20 years ago. 20 years ago. That's, for me, that's like, what?
20 years ago is my previous lifetime, it feels. It seems everything's changed since then. You know, that was back in the day when the speed of light was infinite and, you know, you couldn't get anything faster. Now it's not even what it used to be, you know. Pluto's not a planet anymore.
No, they've changed your mind. It's a planet again.
Oh, have they? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, at least they've fixed one thing.
And Uranus used to be called George.
George, that's right. I love that. George is one of my favorite names.
Let's put it back to George.
I think it should be called George. Because it's better than being named after a body part of somebody else.
Yeah, let's not call somebody. Yeah. You know, if I was a planet, that would really insult me.
Yeah.
Let's start acting like everything has feelings, same as us. Maybe not same as us, but as valid as us, and start treating things as we were taught in kindergarten. I think it was the last grade that is good in school, and then everyone should be let out to treat others how you would like to be treated. Share with your friends, play nice, and stop eating that pencil, Tracy. Okay, that's just me.
And stop stabbing Bobby with that pencil. Don't sharpen it. Just anyway.
You do not need to start sharpening it until it's down to the little thing. Yeah. You know, if we started treating things like it was conscious, that it's aware of you eating it or using it or tampering with it. And, you know, we've had a lot of discussions on synthetic and not synthetic because it's insane, some of the things they're doing. But if oil is on this planet and we are on this planet, we have taken it from its natural home underground where it has a purpose, where it is doing things. How is that not taking it from its home and keeping it as a slave? I think we need a change of mind completely. If we can do that, we will know that we can't use these things. And, of course, the ones who went to make money have pushed this on us. It's been a long plan. They've set this up for thousands of years, and they've repeated it in cycles over and over again, each cycle getting steadily worse and worse and worse. But we can break this cycle. Stop buying certain things. Know that if it's in a package, it's been messed with. Period. That's fairly simple. That's a first step.
Basically, if it comes in a box, that's how you go out. And essentially, you know, food that has to be advertised, you know, that's one thing. Why do I need to be told to buy this stuff? No. So I'm not going to eat any of that. Here's something that I'm talking to a lot of my guests about, because this is something that I think is close to all of our hearts, indeed. And that is yeast. I know that you and I have this very deep interest in the ancient times. And where does yeast come into the whole picture? It comes in through these gods, supposedly giving yeast to make beer and bread, which is yummy but deadly, slow poison, and with the wheat that they give. So they bring beer, and it's like, it might be fun to them, but it's poison to us. Isn't that interesting?
Exactly. And now that you mention it, NASA has made a drone, a biological drone, with yeast and a virus that work together, and it can be commanded. So let's get out of the NASA mindset, like, hey, we can do this. They're not thinking, these are two conscious beings. And like in the days of Noah, you are forcing them to be a unit, and you're saying, what I want you to do is kill. What if that's not what it wants to do? Maybe it decides, I can kill you and you and you and you. And yeast is a living organism. It consumes anything that consumes. I stretch that out. If you're consuming, if you are biologically reproducing, you have feelings. You have emotion. At least we can see signs of intent. If it has signs of intent, it has signs of consciousness. If it has signs of consciousness, its feelings can be hurt, and you are changing this thing that does not need to be with a virus into a weapon and thinking, what possibly could go wrong? It's one of those times where I usually send that to you and just thump my head and go, oh my God, they are such idiots. Dummy. Words cannot express how much I hate those guys.
Okay, now, remember the feelings. So... So, yeah, so this is the thing. So, those guys bringing their yeast... hang on, I got a reset. my website has gone down. Actually, if the website goes down, the station goes down. So I don't really want to do that right now. Sorry, you're going to have to put up. You go to wolfspiritradio.wolfchat, wolfspiritradio.com/wolfchat. You'll find all the chatters down there. Yeah, thanks very much, old ones. But we're going to have to wait till after the show, or at least at the top of the hour, so because I've got to restart three servers if I do that.
Turlatinnews.info.
Yeah, same thing. Eh? So it's good in a way, you know. at least someone's visiting the site. You know, I don't mind. Anyway, so the gap, the yeast, the ultra dimensionals mind the gap. So in the, because what we're talking about, a few years ago, I was introduced by some friends to a man called Greg Braden, and I thought, what amazing hair this man has. That was the first thing. The second thought, I thought, this is quite cool, because he's a geologist. You're aware of him, aren't you?
Yes.
And he's a geologist, and he was like the whole, oh, you know, it's just rocks and stuff. Until he, you know, some rock hit him on the head or something, and suddenly he's like, oh, wow, I can feel the rocks, I can feel the spirit, and wow. And he started making all the connections, and his thing was Awakening to Zero Point. That was the name of the lecture, and I think you can probably get it on YouTube now. It's about 15 years old now. And essentially he was talking about understanding the zero point, the point where the spiral goes in, it reverses and comes back out again. And you see this motif all over nature. It's the nature of vortex, it's the nature of Taurus, and all of these things. The point, the zero point, that's the gap, that's the spark gap, where the arc lives. The spark is the arc, which is the spark of the covenant, the spark of God, the pacemaker in your heart. Wow, am I covering a few bits of ground here? But it links all of these things together, like you say, everything's connected, and it's all connected with the plasma arc, which is the source. So what we were talking about last night, cold electricity coming from the neon bulb spark gap, which is much gentler, which is really interesting because it's amazing. I'm going to tell everybody about this in a second, but we're basically going from Edison to Tesla in terms of understanding of electricity. Tesla knew all about the hidden side of electricity, the occult electricity.
Yes, and he studied for 10 years at the Vedic teachings in India. So when he came back fully charged. This was a fully charged being. It can be done.
great hair. So, and great hair. And very beautiful man. You know, it's really, and beauty in that sense of inner beauty that you find when you talk to First Nations people, you know. There's that, there's no break between them and the earth. There's no disconnection. And they speak from their heart and they look you in the eyes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very intently. They don't just look at you, they look on you. You know? they see you. It's nice.
And they say, "Oh, see you." So yes, and so Gerald and all of the. So Gerald is Gerald is short for Gerald Whitehorse Standing, who is a longtime friend now of Tracy's and mine. We've been Buffalo talking a few years now, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he has show every Sunday, his own show, you know, so he can go as esoteric as he wants, and when he brings me in to ask me like outrageous questions, you know, in 4000 BC, when, please tell us, Trace. And I'm like, oh, what? Wait a minute. I didn't know we were having a show. And he gets mad at me if I don't know, so I need to be ready. I usually just ask a half hour before the show, what are we going to talk about? So I can have my notes, because he gets ticked off if I don't have an answer to that question. And it better be good. Can't be crap. I can't just make it up. I can't just fluff over it with big words, because he will stop me.
he's quite a taskmaster. He's like really dangles you on the end of a rope. You know, so climb up the end of this rope and then crawl back along the stick.
Yeah, he's awesome that way. I love it.
So, what station is he on?
He's on These Changing Times and Awake Radio, and I actually think Colleen is simulcasting with Will Spirit Radio, and I'm doing that as well, TerlinoNews.info. So our big group of wonderful beings who are got together and are locking arms in this battle. So,
yeah, I mean, it's really coming together. All the people that we've been hanging out with for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years now.
We have joined forces.
Yeah, but what's interesting is that, you know, we were all listeners. We were all like, you know, random people who just kind of happened to turn up, found them each other on Blog Talk. And there have been some beautiful alliances formed. That's what I like to say.
So
I get the feeling that we're all like a pontoon of boats, all lashed together, that is forming some kind of flood barrier or some sort of protective layer between what is coming and the people who are going to experience it. So. Oh yeah, the radiation is going to kill us before the GMO food does. Well, you know, maybe there'll be other things that can wipe us out quicker. Who knows? You know, it's a random universe. You know,
it's a combo of what could get us first. We could take bets.
Yeah, that's right.
People, you know, people who are being aware are preparing for these things. Their body, their mind, their consciousness, and the people who aren't are going to die. And, you know, dying is a lot easier than living.
Yeah, tell me.
You have to fight. You have to fight. You have to get up and dust yourself off over and over and over again. But personally, and I think there's a lot of our brothers and sisters out there feeling the same, they will get tired of knocking me down before I will get tired of getting back up. I mean that. They really mean it. I'm in. I'm all in. So come on. Bring your worst. Bring it. This is my planet. Damn it. It's my planet. And, you know, I'm hoping that they're planning to get on the ships, because they have to realize right now going into bunkers, not a good idea with the methane gas release. I think with our awake minds, we could get this stopped. People have all kinds of technologies out there that are pretty simple. They're not even tech. They're nature. That we can fix the oceans, we can fix the land, we can fix the air, we can put some smart people in a room and say, this is your job, fix this. and we could get through this. It would take us stopping, fussing, and fighting, and pointing fingers, and doing the game they want us to do, which is, it's just, there's no mistake right now. It is no mistake that the current version of the universe is mostly aware that dualistic state, this black or white, and then take their sides on that chessboard. You know, you either become the middle pillar or you become all three, depending on your level of understanding here. Either way, we can escape this toy soldier piston like play of this digital world. This die in digital is, I think, the key as a symbol of the universal duality, the zero and the one. And we can get through this. We can get past this. We can say that is not going to kill us. If it does, we go down trying. We need to try. If this planet is our mother, and I think she is, no matter how many times I've found anyway, if you've had a good mother, people, you've screwed up. If you start making amends, things change. Things change, and your mom will forgive you. Our mom will forgive us if enough of us try for even little ways, our own self, to help each other. I think we can change, and I know it sounds fluffy-duffy, and I bring out the horrific news, but, you know, I believe that, too.
Okay, so those of us on All Spirit Radio, I'm going to play my song, which is about noughts and ones. It's all about.
Perfect.
Because
that's what it's all about.
That's right. No, I just need to find it. It's on the local. Da, da, da. Mystery School, is it? Mystery School. There we go. And live, but not there. Oh yeah, let's do the live. That's quite excellent. Good, exciting one. There might be a couple of glitches in it. Anyway, here they go. This is Yes and No by the Mystery School.
Yes and No, just a phone with a thousand things. Like, do you answer when the telephone rings in some way? I just want to say the rule, one or two things. You don't have to. This is a vanity, this is sanity. Better listen or it's gonna be calamity. This is a vanity, this is sanity. Better listen or it's gonna be calamity. Oh, yeah.
When it's a good and gold thing, is it false or true? I don't know that. Because it's up to you. You're not guilty of what your family said many years ago, but it shakes your head. Get a job,
earn a living. I don't know what I'm supposed to be giving. Get a job, earn a living. I don't know what I'm supposed to be giving.
You. I see someone out the back looking out for you. time if you're asking me. It is all to life in a serious way. Connected, train away. Is this all to life in a serious way?
Last night, I was talking with Jay Larson. I've had him on Journeys before. We're talking about the latest thing that he's been experimenting with is in his free energy search. And this is a device that is so mind-numbingly simple, made from components that would cost you probably less than a dollar altogether, to create something that is called cold electricity. And it basically takes you from Edison to Tesla. It uses a technology which is called the neon bulb. The neon bulb, the humble little neon, the thing, the little red light that used to be in every electric kettle. It's now an LED, but it used to be that little glowing, you know, that funny little glowy orangey light that you used to get. You can use those to convert your hot electricity into cold electricity. And it's pretty mind-blowing, because if it's that simple, then you can certainly save on your electricity bills. If not, I mean, it won't turn them backwards, but it'll certainly, if you've got, like, refrigeration systems, if you've got systems that use motors, pumps, things like that, this circuit, theoretically, should drop their current usage right down to about one-tenth of what it was, and that will cut your electricity bill. So, that's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about it. I haven't built one. I will build one eventually. Sometime this winter when I'm locked in for 8 days at a time with the snow piling up 7 feet in the front of the house. So we'll see what happens. You know? It's normally quite a mild place around here, normally. But, you know, we have had our share. So, like I said, I was almost about to get my relay to start building some kind of radiant energy system. I know your ability to do things with your hands is not as good as it could be at the moment. But do you still mess about with stuff?
I do.
I thought you did.
I do. Sometimes it ends up in frustration, but then again, you know, I've started just putting it down because I almost gave up. I almost gave up on the stupid mouse for my computer because it was like ridiculously hard to change a freaking battery. Because I'm not going to have to wait to get someone in here to help me change a battery. So I waited and did it slower until I got it done. So it can be done. I can use my hands. And, you know, the vortex machine that I made is kicking. And I am doing these things as well. You know, I'm using not just one tool set, but as many as I can find, listen to many different peoples, and luckily there are all kinds of sacred stones all over the world that have incredible properties. There are carbon atoms that are incredible. There are wonderful volcanic rock itself will change the frequency of your water. You just have to throw some of the same rocks you use in fish tanks are just as powerful as anything else, and that's what they're using in Alberta to help with the spills there, and it's working. So it's not working as in there's no problem, but it's helping, put it that way. So I'm with you. There are all kinds of things, and this is the time to use those skills, to play with that magic, to have fun with it. You know, Nimble and Wolf Spirit Radio was saying, and I'm sounding a little bit more positive over the last few months, and I'm grateful that it's being heard too, because I really feel it. I do. I'm not looking at it so seriously anymore. I'm not ignoring it either. I'm just playing with it now, like it was a game, a challenge. And I love games. Love games. Something my family taught me. You know, we always used to sit and play some sort of board game. And at Christmas, there's always somebody who buys a game for the family, and we play it, and we argue about who's going to win, who's cheating. I actually was disqualified with one of my cousins a couple of years ago for, they said we used telepathy, which we didn't. So we got those points back. Yeah, if we could have fun with this, if we can look at our talents as in what do we like to do, not what we think we should be doing, but what do we really want to do? And I realized, you know, doing these shows and all the research, sometimes I stay up all night. I've always wanted to do that since I was a little girl. I didn't want to sit in a classroom with the other kids. And I like playing, you know, with the kids. But what I wanted to do was go in a cubicle alone and study and then come out with the kids. So that's basically what I'm doing. And I'm embracing the joy I'm having with this. It changes everything, you know. Changes everything for me, anyway. It has.
This is the other part of the whole chaos and destruction meme
this
that is going
the,
on. This is the rebuilding. This
yes.
is the or not the rebuilding, because what is actually the wall? You know, tear down the wall from Pink Floyd. The wall is your unnatural self. Is your ego.
Yes.
And inside and outside, when the two are joined, you become the adult child. Your inner child has grown up, still loving the things that it loves, and untraumatized. So it has the confidence to go out and do the thing that it was here to do, supposed to do. And, you know, I seem to enjoy talking to people. People enjoy talking to me. I'm a good listener, and I seem to be able to get to the heart of things. I like to go to the center of the spiral and come back out again. It seems to have this cleansing effect on everybody. It cleans me, and it cleans the person, the people that I talk to. So that seems to be the sort of shamanic process that I go through when I talk to people. It's not just like having fun, but at the same time, it is fun. Because, you know, we're going on journeys and we're finding things and bringing back. And it's a beautiful thing. And that's just being able to use a mixing desk and combine different computer signals to go on one way or do the other to produce shows. I love doing that as well. So I'm in my element. I'm enjoying this.
Wonderful. With all of the tension stuff that's going on, and it's aware you just have to sit around people for 5 minutes. You go in chat rooms, people are tearing each other apart over freaking mythical creatures, for God's sakes.
Oh, watch out, because there are some people who say they're not mythical and they're really serious about it, and they'll tear you apart.
They will, they will. How dare you not see the blue rock as a blue being? But, you know, we all see things differently, and I'm definitely not saying that there are not many different creatures out here, but just because I don't see what you see does not make me wrong and does not make you right. It's just different. And we should embrace that fact. Or there would be one of us, and the story would have ended a long time ago. We have chosen this multitude of people to be with. We've chosen it. Unfortunately, the ones that are living in cities right now in the wealthiest communal properties that we've ever had are sick and no longer breathing. It's only the people that live far away from cities that are. But we could change all that too. And stop fighting. We really could.
Perhaps the border between city and countryside could be relaxed a bit. You know, bring back the suburban city and make it... we have to let the green come in from all sides, and really from the inside out, really, isn't it? That's the best place.
Yeah.
But there's such poison in there. It's such a toxic place.
And
that
we
needs
could
transforming
use that.
First.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry for interrupting, Jay. We could definitely transform that. No, that city comes from an Indian word, which is close to university, a call where we are no longer on the farms. We have disconnected ourselves from nature when we live in the city, usually, and this is killing us. We don't have trees. We don't have enough plants. We don't have enough water. We don't have enough. We certainly do not have enough air anymore. As a matter of fact, we have about 3%. If we lose 3% more, most people won't be able to breathe, and they will start dying from respiratory illness. This is not how we're supposed to live. Of course, we like living together, but they've corralled us. They put us in little chicken coops. That's what apartments look like to me. And too many so close together, you can't get space. And we need space as much as we need it. The plants and the air and the water. We need space. We need that. We don't get space. People go nuts. Look what happens to animals. Animals go nuts when you keep them in pens too close together. And we know it's wrong. We know it. Inside, that's wrong. Cities are supposed to be something completely different than what the industrial, military, retardasnia complex made it. They're obviously slow. They're obviously a bunch of smart people who have done really stupid things. And I think they are furiously trying to correct some of those things. They've just found they've got themselves in trouble with metal and combustion and technology and synthetic biology, and they're trying to fix a problem they created with those things by using those things, which you can't throw more kerosene on a fire thinking that's going to put the fire out. They need to come clean, come to us and say, okay, we screwed up. This is what's going on. Everyone needs to be thinking about this. If they do, or if they don't, we need to do that, even if it's in our own house, in our own little community. There are people around you who think the same as you, who are noticing these things going on. They're noticing the foods. Prices skyrocket if you want to get something that hasn't been chemically, that it's not even food-like. It's more synthetic biology. And when we consume anything, it becomes part of us. We change physically, mentally, emotionally. These things happen. It's not hairy fairy. It's not a new idea. We physically change by what we eat. It makes a difference. So we have already taken this in and probably can feel a little bit what it's feeling. This new thing that we are and that has been made. So we got to deal with that too. And we got to give everybody a job. Everyone needs to have a job to clean this up. You know, there's this Tibetan prophecy that none of us can evolve on this planet to go to the next level, if, you know, you want to think of it that way. However you want to think of it, it's cool with me. Until all of us evolve. That's every sentient being. From bug to tree. All. So, if that's the case, you better get to know your brothers and sisters, because they have changed so much, and you and I have talked about time a lot, you know, privately and on our shows, that we have felt, you know, through experience and examination, we begin to see times, its true kind of associations, I guess, and its connection with circles and cycles and spirals and ultimately phi and pi. And when such knowledge is gained, I think we arrive at a point of the true great mystery of it actually having a solution now. The time can be thwarted, stopped, changed based on the quantity of what we consume. Through all of our faculties, if you like. It's primarily what we see visually consuming, what we taste, fuel our bodies with, what we smell, touch, choose to listen to, choose to hear. This is a secret energy, and it's designed to enhance all the experiences throughout life, beyond. And if we work together this one time, to purify, innovate, change, because there's movers and shakers out there and incredible thinkers on all levels, quantifying, refining, distilling this existence, making it new. I think when properly defined, time too is a frequency, so you can change your frequencies at will, which means you can indeed control time. We just need enough of us working together as generators and capacitors and regulators to do this. It can be done, and some people will build things to do it. Some people will use their minds to do it. Some people will plant, because that's one heck of an art, and we're running out of farmers out there. Some people will make water structures. Some will work with shungite. Some will work with zeolite. Some will work with whatever it is calling you to work with it. Doesn't mean someone else's thing is wrong. We just work on whatever our thing is. Try your best. Try as a family to save this. We either give up, and if we've given up, then die. We don't need you here. I know that's harsh, but seriously. It's time to pull up your pants, put your big boy pants on, and let's do this. We do it, or we don't. If you're not going to, then, you know, sit fat and watch TV. You just stay out of my face, specifically, because I don't need you. We need fighters. We need people who are going to do things, are going to try things, maybe fail a Brazilian times at it, but try. Do something good. Show someone else what you did. Teach someone else that one little thing. Maybe if there's 100,000 little things, or a million little things, or a billion little things. We can change everything. We still have time.
We've got YouTube now, and it's quite fascinating to see how teenagers work with YouTube. You know, they all watch their YouTubers, who's it's almost a profession now. It's like being a VJ. You remember when MTV came out, there were VJs. Well, now there are YouTubers who appear to watch and broadcast. So it's an interesting thing. But they have their communities, and they spread their information very, very quickly. You know, there's real news, and it's really true, and it's all it's like the whole we're a bit. I mean, really, the whole revolution radio kind of old style radio concept. It's for us. It's for our generation, because they've already got it. They've already got their medium.
They're quick. They're quick. Our kids, the ones that are doing it, they're really quick. They understand what's going on, and they're speaking out. They're saying no. Awesome. Some of the young ones out there are freaking amazing. I love that.
Well, that's certainly, I mean, it's incredible. I remember being in the 90s and the 80s thinking, I don't want to bring a child into this world. It's such a terrible place. How could I do this to somebody? And then, you know,
and I bet you every generation has had that same
time. And stuff happens, and then this beautiful boy pops out, and he's like, everything's there, and he's just doing his thing, and he does his thing, and still does his thing, and he very much knows his thing, and we've very much allowed him to express his thing, which started out we thinking, you know, why is he watching a movie, he's doing his homework, and playing Minecraft all at the same time? Surely he's got some problem, but no, it seems to be it's quite normal for him. He's got like three tracks of mine going on at the same time. So it's pretty impressive. So well done, Joe, and I'm looking forward to the movies that he'll be producing. He's just started college, but it'll be you'll see Joseph Perron making new movies. Bless him.
Thanks. Yeah, the kids are awesome. My son is, you know, going right along with his father and his grandfather and taking it that next step. And he, even people who don't know, his father passed away last week, and Damon had to do two shows on the weekend, and the headliners didn't show up for Saturday one, so Damon took it over and nailed it. And, you know, Friday was the funeral, so that's stepping up. Talk about a proud mom. That would be me.
Oh, yeah.
And he's beautiful, too.
You know, as a musician, being on a stage with a vast amount of emotion, and somehow it's like jet fuel. It gives you the fuel to shape into art. And I'm so glad that he actually has a medium to express himself that way, because other kids, what would they go do? They'd go and annoy a policeman and get killed or something, you know?
Yeah, it's, you know, when I was working as an engineer, we were talking about that, my son and I, because we have the same kind of triggers. It's interesting. I said, you know, the reason why I could sit alone for hours and do one job, because, you know, I wasn't on assembly line, I was actually fixing stuff, it's because I know 100% if I've done a good job, I've made something broken work. With him, he knows immediately if he's doing a good job, people will cheer or they will boo. Hamilton is like that, full of musicians, some of the best in the world. You better bring it there, because people will boo you.
it's a harsh mistress.
Oh, yeah. If you're not good, everyone will know it, and someone from the audience will get up and outdo it. So, yeah, it's the same kind of thing. He knows immediately. He doesn't have to wait till somebody goes over it or gets a mark back or, you know, 10,000 people are deciding if it's good. No, right then and there, he knows if he's done a good job. And that's a powerful feeling. I get that. I understand that.
And it's being in the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to, yes. You have to be, really be there, because he raps, and he raps freestyle. So you need all of your motors running to do that. It has to make sense. You have to tell the story, and you have to do it rhythmically to music and a beat. And your voice needs to sound a certain way. That is using your whole brain. That's kicking your whole brain and your body in there. That's awesome. Think of what that's doing energetically to him. That's, music is such a powerful, powerful thing.
Exactly. So they're, you know, I've always, you know, been talking about, everybody's talking about humanity 2.0 and how they're going to genetically modify us. We don't need to. You know, the children that are being born now, Eva calls the millennials, is these are the humanity too. They're already here, no problem, and they will grow up, and these are the ones that they keep trying to drug, and these are the ones that they say have got dyslexia or ADHD or Asperger's, all these terrible syndromes, disorders. Oh yeah, disorder. We don't want disorder. Certainly don't want disorder. Bloody hell. So it's the source of their creativity. You're dyslexic because you see things the other way. And we need people to see things the other way, because the way we see things now is wrong.
It's wrong. We definitely freaking do.
As I say on that advert, everything we have been told up to now is wrong. And it's funny because, you know, he's grown up going to like the poshest school in Britain. For some reason, his mother wangled this. You know, she's a genius, she went to this very, very top school where they, you know, they do give you a lot of broad information, and he's like, yeah, I know, Dad, it's all wrong. So it's just really cool about it. It's all right, I know. But it's just amazing to see them all grow up. And oh, you know the Bullingdon Club? Have we spoken about the Bullingdon Club? This is the British version of the Skull and Bones.
Yes, I think so. Go on.
I spoke about it ages ago, right? And it's David Cameron and Boris Johnson, who, like, these two big figures in Britain now. They met with Nat Rothschild at the at this Bullingdon Club in Oxford. Anyway, just turns out that my stepdaughter is appearing in the film about the Bullingdon Club right at the beginning. She plays one of the girl's girlfriends. So it's all coming together. I just think it's just brilliant. That she's found herself in that edge of telling the truth about things.
Excellent. Yeah, our kids are rocking it.
Indeed, indeed. So, rocking kids, and so we were worried that, you know, if we brought kids into this world, that they wouldn't survive. They're more than surviving, aren't they?
Yeah, they are thriving. They're thriving, and it's tough. We brought them into a tough world. You know, I brought a dark-skinned young man who is caring and loving, like his father was, and sensitive, into this world. And, you know, I realized that it was going to be a challenge, but it's a challenge for everyone now. And yes, the police are targeting certain people, but it's fairly obvious that they are targeting one group over another because they want this hate. keep going. And you can hear, even in alternative radio, there's some people who are really digging the hate a little bit. And that needs to stop, and we got to remember who is our enemy. And it's not each other. It's not. It's the aliens from Zeta Reticuli.
Indeed. It's the Dracos. It's the bloody Archons. It's somebody else.
It's the Scorpions for sure.
But
it's somebody.
It's the Atlanteans. It's the Lemurians' fault. You know, actually, you know, it goes to me, right? My thing, my current thing, my current, like, where it all started.
Tell me your current thing. You have a new thing you didn't even share.
I have a new thing every week.
Oh, please.
This week's thing is Lemuria. That's where blood sacrifices started happening. And they started worshipping Baal in the only way they thought they would. And it turns out that Baal is a mantid. That's what we found. So that's who we talked to. He's very sorry. And he didn't mean it. And everybody was meaning well, but it just didn't work out right. You just have to not do the blood sacrifice thing. It's just wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't end well, usually.
It ends in the destruction of every civilization. Because
running and screaming.
Yeah. That's right. Eight men in a boat. Yeah. Oh, eight of us in a boat. Yeah.
Guys in a boat. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So
not get on their boat. We need to get on our boat.
That's right. Well,
Gerald would say, we need to get off the boat and get in a canoe and paddle like you know what.
Yeah, maybe I should buy a canoe. That would be a useful thing. Yeah. Or a catamaran. Or
I used to have a canoe. It was awesome. Canoes are awesome. Because you don't have to set anything up, right? You just get your canoe and put it in the water and get your butt in there, and that's it. It's nice.
Maybe I should get one or build one, because it might be that I might need to use a canoe to get across the new burn, which now comes up to my doorstep. If the stuff really hits the fan, you know, that I might have to paddle to town. it'd be pleasant, actually. It'd be pleasant. Once the torrents have stopped, anyway.
Is it raining really hard?
No, actually, it's quite pleasant, and it got very muddy here. It got really muddy, and everything got very, very soft and squishy and
nice.
Yeah, especially when you wear Crocs. I wear Crocs to go to my woodshed. Yeah, go in the holes.
Might be between your toes, unless you're walking towards the water. It's actually an okay feeling. You know, you just have to realize if it's squishy, it's biological, so you're connecting with beings.
That's right.
We're surrounded. They have us surrounded.
That's right. We're surrounded by conscious living beings who are not happy with us.
Well, I would think everything exploding, the explosions that are happening all over the world, are a pretty good indication that some things are not pleased with us. The plants certainly can't be pleased. The animals obviously aren't pleased. You know, things aren't pleased.
Not pleased at all. So, who would be? So, we need to start saying sorry. Actually, the first thing, you know, people, I don't know if people do this, I forget to do it sometimes, and it really helps. Is to say thank you to the food that you're eating.
It really does.
It really helps. It helps the plants. It really plants do have feelings, and they get taken for granted and feel, oh, you know, they feel that loss. Actually, loss. This has been a theme of the week, hasn't it? I mean, certainly very, very much in your face. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But it's I've been experiencing something. It's nebulous. I haven't quite got there. I haven't quite got my put my finger on it quite. But there's something about a great loss, and perhaps we're in this moment of we're witnessing it. It might be happening as we speak, and it may be the loss of our civilization, you know, the part of us or the part of our world that makes us feel safe, which would be a terrible loss.
Maybe it's our illusions that we're completely in control of this. That we need to, I don't know, it feels right. I'm not quite connecting with it yet, but yeah, many of us have felt loss. I've definitely felt this year, I swear, and you know, people listening, I have lost so much. Now for me, it was trying to tell me something in the beginning, and the loss finally showed me what was missing in my life. You know, when I lost Dave, and I know I may say it, it's just me who lost him, but yes, I'm like that. I'm thinking about myself right now. I felt like part of my chair was taken out from under me. And when I lost Brian, my son's father, we haven't been together for 18 years, but you know, I don't understand breaking up like most people do. Neither did he. I come to find out after. So that was the other end of the chair, and I just felt that I was not grounded. And I realized that I was dealing in my life with this lack of feeling grounded because of an earlier loss I had as a child, and that it was very difficult for me to connect on a deep level with people and things and even myself because I didn't feel grounded. I didn't feel safe. I didn't really feel confident, which I don't know if people notice it, but you know, a lot of the bravado you've heard from me over the years, well, part of it was like I was so loaded. But, you know, pain, I was dealing with pain. I didn't know what else to do. And the other part is I didn't feel safe. When I saw that, just like you were saying, you know, the inner child work, when I finally saw that, I realized that it needs somebody else to give me that. That was already in. And I think we're all going on our inner standing, inner space journeys right now. We are finding, for me, I found my inner earth inside me, my inner ground, my inner earth. And it made me think, after I thought that thought, geez, what if that's what it means? You know, our bodies representing the planet, also representing the cosmos. You know, things can get very deep. And, I like it.
Well, we're stepping up, you know, and, you know, another look at what you were saying, you know, the legs on your chair were being taken away because it's time for you to step up.
Yeah.
And, that's, you know, you're ready.
Have no chair, you get up, stand.
That's right. Get up, stand up, and stand up for your rights. Yeah.
I'm standing up for my rights and my lefts. Don't touch them.
Well, exactly. Now, this is the gap. Back to the gap. Because the gap is the source. The gap, in this circuit that I was describing, the spark gap. Now, Jay is talking about using a neon instead of a spark gap, which is a stroke of genius. It means it happens at a very low temperature. You know, this is like, it's not even using a spark. It won't even make a noise. And it will reverse electricity. And,
why do we want electricity reversed?
Well, because the electricity that we're running at the moment uses resistance.
Yes, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, please. And we pay for the resistance that we present to the company.
You do.
That's what it is. That's the kilowatt hours, right? So if we can present no resistance, we don't have to pay so much. That's the idea anyway. So
it sounds good.
And I'm sure it's going to manifest for real very, very soon. And it'll spread through YouTube like a wildfire. And this is what Cliff High was talking about years ago. Do you remember? He talked about something called the new electrics.
Yeah, I do.
This is what he's talking
Didn't
about.
Did we play that show or something?
Yeah.
Together? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've explored a lot of these things, and we should get together for a 6-monthly I Told You So show. Look how right we all were, you know.
Look, pat each other on the back. I think we should, because we freaking nail it. I must say.
Yeah, pretty much. The diseases, people are still taken in by the scary diseases. That's got to be nailed as well, because, you know, there doesn't seem to be any such thing as a disease, does there?
Disease. There are diseases. Look at everybody. You can see it on their faces that they are not at ease. They are tense. They're afraid. They feel scared. They feel alone. How can we have so many people on the earth and some people still feel alone? You know, we segregate ourselves into these tiny little groups, and we don't live in big family things anymore, you know. People complain about going and seeing their family, and I realize it. Not all families get along. Usually there's family karma, if you will, to deal with. But again, there are just so many things that we can do, and yes, there's illnesses out there, and yes, they're trying to kill us, and yes, it's their only way to strike us. And unfortunately, we have played into that trap, and they've used us against others over and over and over again. We have been traumatized, and then they take those traumatized people and use them against some other group and get them to fight and carry on. So maybe, again, I think we have to grow up and stop being used and stop playing the game. Well, you know, it was much tougher for my people than your people. Shut up. I officially asked those people to shut up. Your people are here. And it's every plant, every animal, every person. That's your family. This earth is your family. Your DNA is not so special that you're not related to anything here. You are related to everything here and some other things they don't want to talk about. At least 4 things. I got 4.
You want to enumerate those?
Well, no, I can't, because they said they know where they're from. Their explanation was, we don't know what that hominid was. Like, what do you mean you don't know what it is? You know where it's from. What do you mean you don't know? No, we don't know. My mom has one unknown hominid. My dad has, 3. So, and I seem to pick up some of my dad's father's side where what they're telling us about DNA, I should not have, and yet I did. So, obviously, they don't know what's going on, so they sent me these files, and I'm like, so, who are these guys? Yeah, we don't know. So, either they know, and they're not telling me. And I know the question's going to be asked, do I think it's alien? We all have something that was just spoken of last year, called orphan DNA, because it's from here. It's not earth. It's like they can tell some rocks fell from the sky and are here from said other planet. We all have orphan DNA. Some of the other animals and plants also have orphan DNA, not human. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about four things that are not Neanderthal. They are not Cro-Magnon. They are not Denisovan, because I have those three. I'm talking about something not those three that will not be named, apparently. One's from Tibet-ish. One's from somewhere further south in this valley. And two more are just genetic tags that they said, now, you don't know. I'm like, what? What do you mean you don't know? So either said ancestor left, or it was completely wiped out. Because we're seeing species wiped out right now. So obviously that could happen. Or they just don't want to tell me. And that's why they went and buy spinal fluid so much. I don't know. They're lying so bad. I went in when I was doing that series on our ancestors and, you know, how we're really not related to monkeys, and could prove that, but I know what they were talking about. The big argument that they have, they can't, the best scientists in the world can't either tell us the truth or decide what this means, what these things mean. So we found at least 8 different species of hominids in the last couple of years. Why? Maybe they don't have enough information. They're not that bright. I don't put much stock in their being smarty pants. They have a lot of opinions, but I think they don't know. And no, I don't know if I'm... Yeah, well, yeah, I am alien. We all carry alien DNA, not Earth. That's alien. We all do. Every single one of us.
Are we legal aliens, though?
Well...
that's another... Nope. How can you be... anyway, yeah.
I don't know if we asked permission. We probably just landed here on a rock or whatever, or flew down here. I don't see us asking permission now.
I think I landed with a wet slap. You like... Splap.
Did you splash?
No, splap. A wet thing on dry land. Splat.
Oh, God.
At least that's what it feels like sometimes. You know, you wake up, that was a bad landing. I've had tennis elbow all day. I slept awkwardly and like, oh, my elbow really hurts. And it's like, what was I doing in my dreams last night?
The waking up has been difficult lately. I don't know what everyone's feeling. Some days it's good, but... other days, it's like I sleep in such a tight ball that I get up in the morning and it feels like I haven't slept because my muscles are so tight. It's like, my God, what did I just do to myself?
Well, the other day, I posted on Facebook, does anyone feel like gravity has gone up?
that you're suddenly heavy? Yeah, a couple times. I saw that. I felt that. Yeah, like I was being squished.
Me and my girlfriend, right? She's really tall. She's taller than me. And we were both bent double walking along the corridor, you know, past each other. Like, what the fuck? Because, you know, she normally stands really tall and everything. But we were both felt that, like, so pulled down to the ground. You know, it's like... like we felt our mass, which is weird, and it's kind of gone away again. So what I feel that was is that was a wave of energy that pushes down on us. And I think gravity is not this constant thing, that it can fluctuate according to what planetary winds we're moving through. What do you think, Chris?
Oh, 100%. It fluctuates by time of day, time of year, what planets we're in line with. Yeah, they have lied to us that everything is a static, stable entity, being a way of being. It can't be. It's not possible. It's like when people get put on medication for high blood pressure. Your blood pressure goes up and down all day long. Huge amounts of points. Everything does. Everything does. We change. We transform. We are reacting to everything around us. We are sending off different frequencies depending on what we've eaten, what we've drank, who we've been around, our thoughts. We change constantly. We send out constant different signals. So, you know, if you think you were reacting to something, you obviously were. You're obviously right because you felt it. If you felt it, you're right.
That's right. I'm not going to be told what I feel, which is what people tend to do in certain... That's what professionals do, isn't it? Professional people. Oh, no, you're not feeling that. Yeah.
No, yeah, you're wrong. What? They tell you you're wrong because you have to be wrong. And they have to be right.
That's correct, because they're professionals. A professional person will take your watch and tell you what time it is and give your watch back to you.
That's right.
Sometimes, if you're lucky, they'll give it back. Often, they'll charge you the watch for reading it.
Yes.
I don't like professionals.
Or charge you money for making them steal it from you. There is a cop who charged a man for breaking the police officer's knuckles. He broke his knuckles on the man's face. So he technically charged the man's face for violence. I guess his face resisted so much that it broke the man's knuckles. This is where we are.
Officer Glass Knuckles, poor bastard. So, can I say bastard? He says bastard in the ads. If he says bastard in the ads, I can say bastard. Poor bastard.
I think you can say that.
It's not on the 7 FCC words, 3 of which begin with FC and C. So, I love that. If anybody wonders what words you can't use, just Google George Carlin 7 words. Please don't play it in front of children. Meanwhile, we're just about at the top of the...
He used to play that for me all the time. When we had our 2-hour swearing shows, and we would just swear for 2 hours.
That's what you can do.
I miss that.
Yeah. Maybe we should have a special. Tourette special.
You can't do it.
We got streams.
You can't be Tourette-y for me. Can you do it?
Can I what?
I need someone who can be Tourette's with me.
Oh, right.
We have a volunteer?
I'm sure we could find a group of.
I need a playmate. Yeah,
you know, we need an encounter group where you can just say it like it
I
is.
Love it when the girls call in and say one bad word, giggle, and hang up. That's awesome.
So, it's been fun, Tracy Kennedy.
Thank you so much for thinking of me today.
Well,
I really
you know,
appreciate it. Always a pleasure too.
It always has been, and we'll reconvene at the next available opportunity, probably several months down the line. In the meantime, you have your website turtleislandnews.info. Do you have a .com yet?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Buy me one?
I could. TurtleIslandNews.tv? Turtle Island News, yeah. You never know.
Not yet. I have done the test show where I broadcast live.
Yay.
Apparently, I have to brush my hair.
TurtleIslandNews.info. Tracy Kennedy, thank you so much. Good night, my darling.
Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.